Blog Talk Radio.
Cover off to 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream, but she's rocking them holy jeans. And baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drive and big mud tires. Must get down and wine. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find Pete at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find tea at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
Please join me as I sit down for a few minutes with a two-time daytime Emmy winner, the a super talented, a super sweet Miss Mara West. fans may recognize Mara from her daytime Emmy-winning role as Carly Tenney on As the World Turns, or from her portrayal of Diane Jenkins on The Young and the Restless from 2010 to 2011. In 2013, it was announced that West would join ABC's General Hospital in a then top secret role. It was later revealed that West would portray Ava Jerome, making her a debut on May 8th. We'll be sure to talk about her daytime roles. And as always, with a first-time guest, I'll be sure to ask some fun, kind of a quirky question so you guys can get to know the guest as a person. And I believe we have her on, so let's go ahead and bring her on. Hi, is this Mara?
Hello. Hi.
Hey, Mara.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very well. It's a little bit, it's early for me here. Not super early because I've got a lot of children, but I'm just having my cup of coffee sitting in the backyard.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on and doing this today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure, Cody. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to jump right in because I had a couple of people on Twitter ask me this about your GH role. What's it like working with Roger Howarth and Michael Easton?
Well, I love it. That's the short answer. I really love it. I worked with Roger on As the World Turns, mm-hmm. but feels so like so long ago. Almost feels like a lifetime ago. You know that show went off the air, and my time spent working with Roger when he was playing Paul Ryan there. I love working with Roger. He probably doesn't want me to talk about him because he's the kind of person who doesn't want to be spoken about. But I will say this about him. He is the most open, playful actor. It just so feels so, you just feel so free to try things. And if it doesn't work, that's fine. And there's no ego involved. It's just trying to create something interesting. And I just have such high regard for that kind of that manner of working, you know. He's very creative. And Michael Easton I had never met, I have a picture of him on my wall because he presented me with an Emmy a couple years ago. So I've looked at him every day as I walk across my hallway. But I had never met him, and I love working with him as well. Very different process than Roger. Their approach is different, but you know, equally enjoyable.
Awesome. And I have to tell you, from a fan perspective, every single person you're on screen with, the chemistry, you can just feel it. It's a palpable.
That's so nice. I think, I don't know. I mean, I think what what I do that I was taught to do, that I would do just because I respect human beings in general, is that I listen. So even when I'm acting or being Ava, I'm listening and participating in the scene. I'm not thinking about what my next line might be, or thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch. I just try to be really super present in the scenes, whether it's with, a strapping young hunk or another woman, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I just try to really be there. And I can't help but wonder if maybe that has something to do with that, you know, wonderful compliment. I mean, I've heard a couple of people say that, and it's very nice that people feel that way.
And again, for me, this is the first time I'd seen you on anything, because I started watching soaps probably about 10 or 12 years ago. I grew up on GH, so and this is the first time I'd seen you in anything, and like I said, the chemistry with everybody just blew me away, totally.
Thank you. I also appreciate the fact that the work that I had done before was on a different network, and you know that viewership, you know, didn't always. There's not a huge, get off there, Dustin. Sorry, talking to my dog. there's not a huge crossover audience, because usually, you know, back when we learned to watch soaps from our moms or grandmoms, the TV just stayed on that kind of one channel. So if you were CBS, you were kind of CBS across the board. And what I've discovered is that there are, even though I've been doing this for a very long time, there are of course, just tons of people that have never seen me. And I that's so liberating to me that there's not this expectation necessarily of Carly or burdened, you know, not burdened is a bad word. It makes me sound like I don't like the experience. I did, of course, but, you know, kind of saddled with the memory of this, these other people, which can be really hard. I mean, I think actors aren't really meant to play one character for so long. It can be kind of counterproductive to your acting process, you know. And I love that there are people that weren't familiar with me until Ava, and those people. When I get compliments from those people, it just makes me feel so good that the people that my friends and people who watch Will Turn to come along with me, many of them, to GH, and I'm so grateful for them, of course, and also that there are new people seeing me that are appreciative, and that's really where it's at, you know. It makes me feel really good inside.
You know, and as a fan myself, I've been hosting this show for almost exactly a year, and I have to tell you, I have so much respect for anybody and everybody in the a daytime community.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's a very It's a very difficult. It's not difficult like I'm, laying cement or making on the freeway. It's not difficult in that kind of way. So I'm not going to make it seem all, you know, like this is the hardest job in the world. It isn't. But when you are doing it, this is certainly, I think, the hardest, most difficult genre for an actor. You know, you move so quickly, and there's not a heck of a lot of time for the kind of preparation that you want to put into it, or even for the scenes themselves. Sometimes, you know, the scene's just sort of good enough, and you move on to the next scene during taping, you know, and you go, oh, darn, if only I have an idea for that, but, you know, it's gone. It's in the can. It was good enough. Moving on, you know, and there's a level of frustration, you know, in there, too, with that kind of thing, that it just moves so quickly, and you don't get another chance at it. It's done. It's gone, and it'll air, and that's it, you know, and you watch it on air, and you go, oh, shoot, if only I'd, you know, thought of that and put it in there. And but it is, it's a challenging, I should say, challenging genre for an actor, certainly.
I did have a couple of more questions for you. As the quote-unquote new girl on GH, who initially came up to you and said, you know, I've got your back, you can do this or whatever, you know?
That I could do what?
Who initially came up to you and said, you know, anything you need, come to me, you know, I'm there for you.
Yeah. Well, Jane Elliott. Without, you know, without a doubt. I mean, just, I don't know how much you've heard about her, or, but she is, you know, quite possibly, like, one of the finest specimens of women I've ever met in my life. I mean, really, just extremely welcoming. So much so that you think, is that person for real? You know, can somebody be that, like, that nice? And then, you know, you discover that it, because it is consistent, you never hear a bad word spoken about anyone, or you discover that, yeah, she is just that warm and kind and inviting and thoughtful. And, you know, just from the first moment that we met, she's been just super, super kind and welcoming. And her dressing room is right across the hall, so we see each other a lot.
But now, if you're up for it, I did have some kind of fun kind of quirky questions for you to let the fans get to know you better as a person, if you're up for it.
Okay.
Okay. At what age were you bit by the acting bug?
12.
Now, if I don't ask this next question, my best friend will probably kill me.
Okay.
So, if you could change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
That's such a big question, because the decisions that I made were really based on having a family. And any you know, anyone will tell you, any mom or dad for that matter that's in this genre in daytime will tell you that if you get a good character and you're on a good run, there is no better career for a working parent than a soap. And that's just the truth. You go to work, you come home, you're almost like just any other commuting working parent. And so my experience with this with daytime has been that it has offered me an opportunity to have a pack of wonderful children and have normalcy, you know, for the most part, in raising them. And because that's my main focus as a woman and a mother, I would say no, I wouldn't change anything because look what I have. On the other hand, I think that probably interspersed in there through the years, through the pregnancies, through the kids, even now, I would have stuck with theater a bit. Because you can do both, you know, as we know from like Michael Park and, you know, many others. He's not the only one. You know, you can, you know, rap on the show and then run over to the theater or whatever. And that was really my first love. That was where that's where I got my training, the theater. And so I would have stuck with that. But it's not too late. I still think about it all the time, and I'll get back to the stage. That's a long answer for a short question. I'm sorry.
That's perfectly fine. Okay. Now, you mentioned, and when I was researching for this interview, I came across something that just made my respect for you just arise completely. You're a big supporter and proponent of autism research, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much I'm the advocate of the research, because I can only do one thing at a time, and because my son with autism is so young, I feel that my focus right now is on actively helping and supporting the families and those affected by autism right now. And, you know, research, yes, obviously it's extremely important, but for me, my focus really is on, you know, the treatment options and support for parents and siblings affected by autism. Yeah, so yes.
That's extremely commendable.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, some, I wish I could say it was altruistic, you know, but it's not. You know, I'm a parent of a youngster with autism, and, mm-hmm. you know, frankly, although I'm not a selfish person, had one of my children not been affected, I would not have learned so much about it. It wouldn't have affected me so immediately, which isn't to say I wouldn't care about it. I knew about it, you know, in a grander sense. But, you know, when sometimes, you know, things happen to you and they make an advocate out of you. You know, you don't choose it.
That's totally understandable.
Yeah.
That's absolutely understandable. Okay. If you weren't an actor, what are some of your other passions that you'd like to explore?
Well, I always wanted to be a nurse. I would have been a good nurse. I love people, very young people, very old people, and people in between. And I also used to write a lot of poetry. I read a lot of poetry. I used to write a lot of poetry. I don't know that being a poet is necessarily a very realistic aspiration, but I would probably, you know, be a poet. You know, I think that's it. I don't know. Acting was always in the forefront since I was quite a young girl. So,
on that same note, I'm a writer myself, so I know where that's coming from. I being a poet or whatever. I'm a writer myself, so.
Yeah, and it's hard, you know. That's a hard road. I mean, how many writers, you know, how many people that want to be actors ever get a paycheck for acting? And how many writers that want to be writers? You're still an actor, even though you didn't get a job. You still, you know, you can still do all sorts of things. And how many writers that want to be professional writers and are good even, you know, never get a check for writing. It's like, those are tough brackets, I would say both.
Okay, and I believe this is my last question for you. From the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, what's the real Mara West like?
I will tell you that it's tough because sometimes, you know, you don't want people to, you want to be a little slightly mysterious to people
I understand.
Who watch
Absolutely.
You. But I can tell you, you know, what I'm not, there is no glamour in my life at all. we have got the 5 kids and we are at home. I drink beer, light beer out of a blue can. And play a lot of cards with my kids, and we laugh a lot. We don't wear any makeup. We go running together. We exercise together. We really are sort of an island, you know, which in some ways is a little bit sad, you know. But my husband and my children and I, we really just sort of stick together and hang out. That's what we do, and it's a blast. They're super, super funny, wonderful people that I get to raise and be with. But that's it. It's not really glamorous at all.
And on that note, I want to thank you for taking about 25 minutes out of your day to come on and chat with me today. And you have a open invitation back to the show. Whenever you wanna.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, no, I would love to come back. We'll set it up again and after a time when we have something else to talk about. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure meeting your voice. and you have okay too. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Mara. And I'll be talking with you on Twitter. Okay.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks again, Cody.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
hope you guys enjoyed our little 25 or so minute chat with GH's Mara West. I'm still sort of kind of freaking out over here that she actually agreed to do this. So with that, I think I'm going to end the show right now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.